on this Sunday afternoon, October 3rd, 2004. And I'm pleased to be back with you, as we are every week at this time, for an hour. And we have a special guest today, Terry Coxon, who has created a wonderful program for people who want to shield themselves from taxes, lawsuits, currency controls, and other little invasions of our great and wonderful benevolent government. If you have any questions for Terry or for me concerning the program that we're going to be talking about, or you have comments or criticisms, or you just want to collect a bill, whatever it is, give me a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, or if you're shy, just email me. The email address is question@harrybrown.org. question@harrybrown.org. And our guest, Terry Coxon, has been a colleague of mine for, actually, I hate to say it, but it's just about 30 years. And he worked with me on my investment newsletter when I had such a newsletter. He developed a mutual fund called the Permanent Portfolio Fund in 1982, which made it easy for people to carry out the principles of the permanent portfolio concept, which I have described on this show several times. And if you're a new listener, just briefly, what it is a portfolio of investments where you split it up between stocks, bonds, gold, and cash, and set permanent percentages that never change, and this will take care of you miraculously through prosperity, inflation, recession, or even a deflationary depression. And this has proven itself over the years. And Terry was a very big part of developing that concept, and then on his own developed a mutual fund, which has now been in existence for over 20 years and has done very well, proving that those principles work very well. And just a few years ago, he retired as head of the fund in order to start the program, which is called Passport Financial Offshore Trust. And now, without further ado, I would like to introduce Terry Coxon. Hello, Terry.
Well, hello, Harry. After 30 years, it's about time I got interviewed.
Yes, I guess so. And I'm so glad to have you on today. Terry is talking to us from California. Why don't we begin by you just giving a brief introduction on what Passport Financial Trust is?
Well, Passport Financial Trust makes it easy and convenient and cost-effective for many people to have the safety that's available only with a lawful offshore trust. An offshore trust, if it's put together properly, allows you to choose a government for part of your assets. When you go offshore, you're not restricted to a particular place. You get to select the government that has policies that are most suitable for your desire for protection from lawsuits, protection from high income taxes, and protection for your family from burdensome estate taxes. So I guess the broadest explanation of a lawful offshore trust is that you get to choose a government for your assets.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it. It raises two questions right off the bat. The first is, having been in the investment world myself for many years, I've seen a number of lawyers come and go who have said, you know, just do what I tell you and you'll never have to pay income tax again. You'll never have to worry about this, that, or the other thing. There's no way they can touch you. And then the next thing you know, somebody's arresting the lawyer and grabbing his client list and so forth. So, first of all, why don't you clear up what it is that an offshore trust can't do?
Well, an offshore trust cannot empower you to thumb your nose at any government. If you're an American citizen, you are still subject to U.S. tax laws and other U.S. laws. So, an offshore trust it's not a magic wand that just makes a burdensome government go away. Instead, it's a door into other environments where your assets can receive a gentler treatment from a government.
Mm-hmm. Well, having worked with you for years and watching you dot every I and cross every T, if I may use a cliche. May I use a cliche?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's my show. I guess I can use a cliche. But having seen you be so careful about so many things and paying so much attention to what the laws are, and as you well know, Terry, that whenever I've had a question about taxes or anything remotely concerning with that, you're the person I've called because you're the only person I can trust. I feel that I'm the only person I know that I can trust to call and give me the straight scoop and tell me exactly what the situation is, what I can do and can't do. So I feel very confident that what you would say that an offshore trust can do is something that you've checked out very carefully and are not making the kind of claims I said that I have seen people in the investment world do over the years. Now, you made it clear that you're not going to free people immediately from income tax, that you can't just set up a trust and say, all right, I never have to pay income tax
again. That's correct.
You also mentioned about being able to choose the government whose jurisdiction you want to be subject to, and that begins to sound complicated. What do I know about all the different governments of the world? How would I choose, how would I even find out information like that?
Well, the starting point is to recognize the good news about going offshore. And that good news is that virtually every government in the world treats foreigners better than it treats their own citizens. If you were not a U.S. citizen, then the United States would be a tax haven for you. You could invest tax-free in the U.S. When you go offshore, you're usually looking for a government that respects property, a government that does not invite imaginative litigation, and a government that has low or no income tax and low or no estate tax. That way, the assets that you send offshore go to they find opportunities for investment that has substantial tax advantages. They're in an environment that makes your estate planning much easier to handle and more thorough and more effective.
And by estate planning, you mean planning for your children or your spouse who's going to inherit.
Or your secret girlfriend or whoever you want to take care of.
Or leaving all your money to the U.S. government if that's
what you want to do. Well, if that's what you want to do, of course you have the freedom to do that.
Right. Now, I presume that none of this is against the law, that anything you do is going to be within the laws of the United States.
Well, of course. If you find yourself talking to an offshore trustee who winks at legal violations, then you should find yourself a better trustee. The threshold requirement for a U.S. person who establishes an offshore trust is to report the trust. There's a requirement, an IRS requirement, to report your transfers to the trust, and there's a requirement to provide a kind of a skeleton tax return for the trust each year.
Okay, so anybody that tells you that you don't have to tell the U.S. government about it is getting you into trouble.
He's signing you up for a trip to jail.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Terry. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and if you have questions, call 1-800-259-9231. This is Harry Brown. This is Harry Brown. My book, Fail-Safe Investing, will tell you what you need to know to create your own bulletproof investment portfolio, one that will protect you whatever the future brings, prosperity, inflation, recession, even depression, and it will protect you without your having to predict the future or tinker with the portfolio. Best news of all, at libertyfree.com, you can download the book for only $9.75. That's right, just $9.75. You can read the book on your computer screen or print it out and read it in your easy chair. If you're tired of losing money on your investments, tired of the pressure of looking for the best investments, here's the way to have your own bulletproof portfolio, no matter how big or small your savings. To get a free sample chapter from Failsafe Investing, just go to libertyfree.com right now. That's libertyfree.com. Well, welcome back. This is Harry Brown, and today we're talking with Terry Coxon about Passport Financial Trust, which is a way by which you can set up your own offshore trust to shield yourself. Set up an offshore trust to shield yourself from some taxes, from lawsuits, and from currency controls, and maybe even from Florida hurricanes, for all I know. An important question that comes up and is certain to be in a lot of people's minds listening to this broadcast right now is, what is the minimum amount of money that one would need to have to make this worthwhile? I don't mean how much does it cost to do this, but really, would somebody who has, say, $10,000 be able to profit from this? Would somebody with $5,000, would it take $50,000 or what before it would be worth doing this?
For a Passport Financial Offshore Trust, the minimum is $50,000. It's that low now compared to the millions it used to be, because the cost of setting up the trust is comparatively small, and the cost of maintaining it from year to year are comparatively small.
I see. Now, basically, what is it that the trust will achieve? What does it shield you from? What does it make possible that isn't possible when you don't have such a trust?
Well, the four areas of benefit are: one, protection from future losses; secondly, income tax planning advantages; thirdly, estate planning advantages; and fourthly, privacy. Now, each of those advantages really has two chapters to it. There's a chapter during your own lifetime and another chapter after your lifetime. During your own lifetime, if you transfer assets to a properly structured offshore trust at a time when you are not under attack by a lawsuit creditor,
and if you're careful... What, you mean there's not one already in process?
That's right. An offshore trust, your transfers to an offshore trust won't do any good to protect you from a lawsuit that's already underway.
Okay.
It can protect you, and protect you very well, very reliably, from the surprise lawsuit of tomorrow, the grievance that some clever person dreams up tomorrow and dumps in your lap. If ahead of that unhappy event you've transferred assets to an offshore trust, then those assets are extremely difficult for a lawsuit creditor to reach. The protection from lawsuits, in most cases, is the number one reason someone establishes an offshore trust. He wants to stop worrying about the lawsuit explosion in the U.S. He wants to make sure he's not a target for a predatory lawsuit.
Well, needless to say, you're not going to transfer everything offshore, so
Well, it's important that you hold back enough assets to satisfy all your existing and all your reasonably foreseeable obligations.
But what happens is you have something offshore that means that if somebody really laid into you and tried to take everything that you have, you'd know that you still had a sizable amount of your wealth somewhere where it couldn't be reached and would give you the ability to continue onward.
Well, that's correct. And on top of that, every dollar you transfer to an offshore trust lessens your attractiveness as a target for a lawsuit.
That's true. You have in the past talked about the concept of I don't know whether it was clean money and dirty money. It was clean and dirty something where you pointed out that you make certain assets very unattractive. And by dirty money, we don't mean illegal money, but just money that's...
Oh, you're thinking of ugly wealth.
Ugly wealth, that's it. Not dirty, it's ugly. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, you can be ugly and clean as a whistle.
Yes.
Go ahead and explain that if
all
you will.
All right. Certain types of assets are very attractive for someone who's considering a lawsuit against you. And other types of assets are a complete turn-off for a predatory lawsuit. When someone goes to an attorney and says, I'm thinking about suing, the first thing the attorney wants to figure out is not the merits of the lawsuit, but the possibility of actually collecting if the suit is successful. Now, if you're the potential target and you have money in the bank, substantial amounts of money in the bank, if you have investments at a local brokerage firm or a brokerage firm anywhere in the U.S., or if you have real estate that does not have an overwhelming mortgage burden on it, then that's beautiful wealth from the point of view of someone considering a lawsuit. The person knows that if he wins the lawsuit, it's going to be easy to collect because of the assets you've left lying around.
Just scoop them up.
On the other hand, if you have assets that are difficult to reach, like your interest in a family partnership, or your interest in a closely held company, or the money you've transferred to a properly structured offshore trust, that things of that nature are ugly wealth. They do not attract lawsuits. And even if someone is sizing you up for a while, trying to decide whether to wage a lawsuit against you, when he finds that most of your property is in the form of ugly wealth, he gets discouraged. And he's probably going to go away.
That makes a lot of sense. And it, as you say, this helps to just ward off the idea of a lawsuit in the first place, not just protect you from losing everything in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
When we come back from the next break, I would like to ask you to tell us whether you think having such a trust raises a red flag for the IRS. Does it in any way put you on some kind of a list or anything of that sort? And folks, I'd like to point out too that even if you're not considering such a trust, if you don't have $50,000 as the minimum for such a trust, I think you'll find the rest of this conversation interesting because we are, of course, talking about things that are very much in the news and very much a concern today. Doctors getting sued, people getting sued and so forth and creating this litigious society. And this is one way that the free market is reacting in order to try to fight against that kind of litigation. Another way, of course, is to do it through legislation. People on Capitol Hill are saying we should put limits on lawsuits. Well, of course, you put limits on lawsuits and somebody is arbitrarily deciding what that limit is and maybe depriving people who really should get a higher payoff on a lawsuit from getting what they deserve for whatever it was that happened to them. So this is an example of a free market solution, and as such, I think you'll find it very interesting to continue listening to the conversation. We're talking with Terry Coxon of Passport Financial Trust, and it's Harry Brown who's asking the questions. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. This is Harry Brown, and we're talking with Terry Coxon of Passport Financial Trust, and we still have half an hour to go. We got a question from Ed out in cyberspace, who apparently didn't hear something earlier when he asked how much an estate is required to make this advisable, and Terry pointed out that the minimum to start a trust is $50,000. Before the break, I asked you, I said that I would wanted to ask you that, ask you whether filing the necessary reports and so forth for a trust would put you on a list to make you a target of the IRS, or put you on a list not to be able to get on airplanes, or whatever it might be. What do you think about that?
Well, establishing an offshore trust is it's like driving a car down the road. There's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. And if you do it the right way, you don't have problems. If you do it the wrong way, you get a ticket. Merely establishing an offshore trust does not put you on a bad boy list, doesn't raise a red flag. The way to make trouble for yourself is, one, by failing to live up to the reporting requirements, or two, reporting the trust and offering some goofy theory as to why you have no tax responsibility for it. Either of those foolish approaches will cause you trouble. And they're things that only reckless people do. If you want the safety that comes with a lawful offshore trust, then it's pretty straightforward. You establish the trust, you transfer no more than you can let go without compromising your existing obligations.
In the States.
Yeah. And you file the required reports for your trust, and you pay the taxes that are due. Now, there are no additional taxes when you establish an offshore trust. And if you select the right trustee, the trustee will manage the investment with an eye to income tax consequences.
You mean to minimize dividends and interest and emphasize capital gains?
Yeah, to minimize anything that will add to your tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
So with the right kind of arrangement, you have the peace of mind of knowing that your assets are protected from lawsuits. You have the peace of mind of knowing that you're not inviting a fight with the IRS or with any other government agency. And you have the additional comfort that there are extra tax planning advantages that you have reached that are not generally available for stay-at-home investors.
Oh, that's good. You have some kind of an introductory kit, as I recall, that provides a great deal of information about how trusts work and all of these things, so that it puts it into focus for people and they really understand what it is that is involved here and whether or not it would be of benefit for their particular situations. Am I correct about that?
Well, we have a little booklet called Your Own Offshore Trust, and anyone who'd like to receive a copy of that can go to our website.
Which is?
www.passporttrust.com.
Passporttrust.com.
Yes.
And is there a phone number also?
Yes, there is. It's 800-531-5142.
Okay. That's passporttrust.com, or call 800-531-5142. For a booklet that explains all of this, and then you can decide whether or not it's makes sense to proceed. Is, on the whole, is this a complicated situation?
No, it isn't. What used to make it seem complicated is that no one had really gone to the trouble of finding a way to explain it. The people who understood it were, for the most part, attorneys and specialized accountants. And they, of course, have their own skills.
And their own language.
And they just weren't very good at laying out the story. If you call for a copy of Your Own Offshore Trust, or if you go to our website and send an email asking for a copy, You'll get a little booklet that you can read in 15 or 20 minutes. And at the end of that little homework session, you will have a very clear understanding of how offshore trusts work, how to do it properly, and all the benefits and safety and peace of mind that you can get with a lawful offshore trust.
Good. One thing that, of course, is important is about the investments that you might have in the trust itself. Obviously, you're putting assets overseas, and in the process of doing so, those assets are supposed to be doing something. They're either in bank accounts, or they're in stocks, or they're in some kind of investment, earning a return for you. How much control do you have over what investments you can use? Do you have to simply leave it up to the discretion of a trustee? Or
no, you don't. With a passport financial offshore trust, you get to choose how much control over investment policies that you want to have. Some people want to hand the entire job over to the trustee. Some people want to keep the investments right under their thumb. The trustee can handle the investments for you, subject to your general marching orders, or the trustee can open a brokerage account that you would personally manage, or the trustee can open an account that's managed by whatever investment advisor you want to bring into the picture.
So the trust could hold part or all of the investments that are involved in a permanent portfolio, for example?
Oh, it certainly can. It can hold investments designed for a permanent portfolio. It can hold a brokerage account that you use for trading. It can hold interest in a family limited partnership. It can hold the stock in a family corporation.
Which in fact would help to shield those entities from attack by litigants again.
Well, it would shield your interest in those entities.
Right. That's very good. All right. We still have more to go when we come back, but a reminder that you can get a lot more information at passporttrust.com, passporttrust.com, or by calling 1-800-531-5142. And when we come back, I'd like to focus in on exactly what are the main benefits, aside from shielding yourself from lawsuits, that are created by having such a trust. Where is it that one is likely to be able to do something that's most important that he can't do without the trust? This is Harry Brown. We're talking with Terry Coxon, and we will be right back. Welcome back. This is Harry Brown, and we're talking with Terry Coxon of Passport Financial Trust. And before we get back to the question I posed before we went to the break, we have a question from Paul in Virginia, who says he's been reading over the information on the website, your website, Terry, and he ran across a benefit: eventually remove family from the U.S. tax system. And he wondered if you could elaborate on a few different scenarios in which this could occur. In other words, under what circumstances could you remove your family from the U.S. tax system?
During your lifetime, the trust you establish offshore is tied to you for income tax purposes. After your lifetime, there is no one in the U.S. who has a tax-paying responsibility for the trust, so that family wealth that left in an offshore trust can accumulate, it can grow, it can compound tax-free, which is an extremely valuable advantage for your family. In addition to that, the assets that you leave in an offshore trust are not going to be in any other person's taxable estate. So the property doesn't have to repeatedly go through the estate tax mill and be chopped down by the estate tax collector. So with family wealth, it's not subject to U.S. income tax and not subject to U.S. estate tax. That family wealth is out of the U.S. tax system.
Well, if your sons and daughters were relying on the trust to provide income for them to live on or to go to school or to do various things, would the checks that they received from the trust, would they then be taxable?
Partly, partly not. The money that's in the offshore trust on the date that the trust grantor dies is capital for income tax purposes. So it can be distributed to beneficiaries without attracting any income tax liability. Further accumulations or further returns earned by the trust are taxable to the beneficiaries when they receive them.
Mm-hmm.
But until the money is distributed to the beneficiaries, it can accumulate and grow on a tax-free basis. So it can grow much more rapidly.
Sure. Well, I'm sure there's some kind of complicated formula, which we don't need to get into here, which the trustee uses to figure out and let you know or let your heirs know which of the money that they receive is actually part of that initial capital that's non-taxable.
Well, yes, the tax planning chore or opportunity continues even after the lifetime of the grantor.
Sure.
If the trust is handled properly, then for many years, all or most of what's distributed to beneficiaries can be income tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually that opportunity is exhausted and further distributions are taxable for the beneficiary.
Okay, I see. What roughly is the cost of setting up a trust if somebody had, say, $50,000 to put into the trust?
Well, the package of materials that you can buy through the Passport Trust site costs $145. And that gives you all the materials you need, including the actual trust agreement. And it gives you an abundance of information to help you to decide whether you really should proceed with an offshore trust. If you decide that you do want to establish an offshore trust, trustees' setup fee is $1,750. That's a one-time fee. And then there's an annual fee based on the size of the trust. And that's on a sliding scale. For a small trust, it's 1% a year. For a larger trust, it can get down to 3/16 of a percent per year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't really interfere with the capital in any appreciable way. All right, back to the question that I was going to ask, which is, what are the primary benefits? We've talked about the shielding from litigation, making it less likely you'd be litigated against than if somebody did litigate against you, that they wouldn't be able to get all of your assets.
Yes.
But beyond, outside of the litigation part of it, what are the primary benefits? Where are you in a better position as a result of having the trust
Yes.
than you were beforehand?
Well, we've just covered the second big benefit, and that's the long-term benefit, which is getting family wealth completely out of the U.S. tax system.
So that your heirs are in
Yes.
a much better
Yes.
position than they would have been.
During your lifetime, there are two tax advantages. One, the trustee is better able to do an effective job of tax planning for you than just about any institution or any individual in the U.S. The trustee is operating in a tax-free environment. It's operating in an environment where investments that are effectively blacked out in the U.S. by securities laws or insurance regulations or some other...
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. I haven't been paying attention to the clock. When we come back, we'll start that sentence over again and give it to you in its entirety. This is Harry Brown. Just stay tuned. We still got another segment to go. Well, welcome back. This is Harry Brown, and this is the final segment. This hour has just flown by. I like to say this is the shortest hour in radio, but then I like to say a lot of things, and nobody ever pays any attention. We've been talking with Terry Coxon, and we only have a couple of minutes left because this is a very short segment. Terry, could you sum up again very quickly the benefits that you were getting into there as we had to go to the break?
Yeah. The big benefits of a lawful offshore trust are, first, that you protect assets from potential lawsuits and would-be lawsuit predators. Secondly, during your lifetime, you have access to income tax planning advantages that you just cannot get at home. And secondly, your estate planning becomes much easier because an offshore trust can allow you to get assets out of your taxable estate and still keep them available for your own support if later on you need them. And the third advantage is that in the long run, the assets you transfer to an offshore trust and don't need during your own lifetime exit the U.S. tax system, exit for income tax purposes, exit for estate tax purposes, so that there's a chunk of family wealth that is outside the U.S. taxes.
Yeah, well put. All right. Well, I sure appreciate your coming on the show today and explaining this, because I know it is a subject that a lot of people have thought about in trying to figure out how to do something. You can't get rid of, as you point out, you can't get rid of everything. You can't just wipe out your income tax liability and all. But there are things you can do to alleviate a lot of what the government is doing in the form of taxes and other invasions of our assets, invasions of our privacy, and so on. And it's nice to know that this is possible. And remember, I've said this before, that with many of these things, if you just start thinking about them, if you just determine that you're going to do something about these things, you're going to start finding ways, you're going to find opportunities that you didn't know existed and that you'll never know exist if you just say, well, there's nothing I can do about it, and just hide your head in, what is it, the sand? Is that where you're supposed to hide your head?
That's where it can go.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that doesn't sound very attractive, so it's far better to open your eyes and pay attention and go looking for things like this, and Passport Financial Trust is one very good possibility, I think. The website is passporttrust.com, where you can get a free booklet that gives you a good introduction to the subject. And then if you're really interested, you can buy a kit for $145, which gives you everything you need to set up a trust. And if you need to phone instead, it's 1-800-531-5142. Terry, thanks so much for joining us today. Look forward to talking with you again sometime in the future.
Well, thank you.
And you folks, don't forget to come back next week. Now, come back, come back. This is Harry Brown.
Come back. Come back, sweet papa.